Friends, it is vitally important to keep in mind the original nature and content of the divine call to Abram the Hebrew, whose name was later changed to Abraham. This is key to correctly understand all Christian scriptures, the Old and the New Testaments. The 12th chapter of the first book of the Bible, the book of Genesis, begins. Now the Lord said to Abram, "Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you, and I will make of you a great nation. And I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you, I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." So Abram was instructed to leave his country, his clan, and even his father's house, and go to an unspecified land. In addition to the land, he was promised three blessings: a great nation, a great name, and providential protection and care, blessing to those who bless him, and curses on those who dishonor him. Abraham's call, however, was for an ultimate goal or end result, that through this arrangement, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So the blessing of all families of the earth was why Abram the Hebrew was chosen. The three promised blessings were given to Abram in one package. The great nation required a land, which had not yet been identified. To succeed, Abram had to become a respected and honored person with divine enabling and protection. This required a long and arduous process of preparation for the coming of the specific and very special offspring or seed who would bring blessing to all families of the earth. It involved divine intervention at every juncture to guide, guard, and correct many seriously wrong steps. A faithful small remnant was divinely preserved to be the physical line through whom the promised special seed or offspring arrived. The ministry of many prophets and other godly leaders was also required. Their writings clearly pointed out the identity of that promised person. They spoke of him as the Messiah or Christ, who provides in himself atonement for sin, establishing the eternal universal kingdom promised to David. All Old Testament scriptures record this process. The New Testament begins with the record of 42 generations in the Abrahamic line. These are listed in the first chapter of the New Testament book of the Apostle Matthew. Verse 17 summarizes by dividing those 42 generations into three sets of 14 generations. It says, "So all the generations from Abraham to David were 14 generations, and from David to the deportation to Babylon, 14 generations, and from the deportation to Babylon to the Christ, 14 generations." The New Testament records all that related to the coming of this Messiah, the promised special seed of Abraham. It tells of his 33 years of life and his caring and teaching ministry on earth that ended by his sufferings, death, and resurrection, and his return to his heavenly throne. His apostles were commissioned to spread the good news of his redemptive work among all families of the earth. They and all believers in all generations are identified as Christians. They are the citizens of His universal kingdom, the new humanity. So the objective of the divine call to Abraham for the blessing of all families of the earth started and continues to be realized. Friends, Christians are citizens of Jesus' kingdom. King Jesus asserted, "My kingdom is not of this world." It is a heavenly kingdom being established on earth by the spread of the gospel among all people throughout the world. Praying for his followers, Jesus also emphasized the same, saying, "They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world." In Jesus, believers of all ethnic backgrounds become God's true people. They have a universal divine mark unifying them, being baptized in the name of the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This has also made them the children of Abraham. As such, all that was promised to Abraham became theirs. This is what the epistle to the Galatians says in the 3rd chapter. Abraham, along with other Old Testament believers, died in faith, not having received the things promised. Jesus announced to those claiming to be children of Abraham, but determined to murder him, "Your father Abraham rejoiced that he would see my day. He saw it and was glad." Abraham was promised rich blessings. In Christ, all believers are granted every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Abraham was promised a great name. All believers are named after the name that is above every name. Abraham was promised a land, the venue for the preparation of the Savior King's coming to reign over the eternal kingdom promised to David. In Christ, all believers are liberated to be part of the free heavenly Jerusalem. Abraham was promised a great nation. In Christ, all believers have become a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. These are God's true people. Their eyes should be focused on Christ, the Prince of Peace, and his timely heavenly teaching. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Hallelujah.